Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 82 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
A new business in Moorhead broke ground today.
Moorhead State University alumni are hosting their annual fundraiser this week.
Kentucky's governor is looking to amend the state's current Medicaid plan.
A Richmond father is facing several abuse charges.
In sports, Round County Baseball is back home preparing for their go at state.
Taking a look at your region's weather for tonight. Partly cloudy skies this evening, increasing clouds with periods of showers late, lows around 65 degrees, chance of rain at 50%. On Wednesday, showers and a few thunderstorms likely, a few storms may be severe, highs around 81 degrees, chance of rain at 80%. On Wednesday night, thunderstorms likely in the evening, then the chance of scattered thunderstorms later on, lows around 66, chance of rain at 80%. On Thursday, cloudy early with thunderstorms developing later in the day, highs around 79.
The Independent Stave Company broke ground on a $66.5 million cooperage in Round County this morning. The new business Commonwealth Cooperage will manufacture barrels for bourbon distilleries. Brad Boswell is the CEO of Independent Stave. He says the company came to the region for the trees.
We built the mill, and the mill's exceeded all of our expectations, but really it's the people that have made all that happen. And so, based on our experiences at the mill, we made a decision if we're going to build another cooperage, a sizable investment. We wanted to make sure we built it in a place where there are good, high-quality people who could be good craftsmen someday, and those people are here in Round County.
The new cooperage is being built next to the National Guard Armory on Kentucky 801. The project is expected to create 220 jobs in Round County and is expected to be operational by July 2021.
Moorhead State University's Alumni Association will try to raise $24,000 in just 24 hours this week. The annual fundraiser is earmarked for student scholarships at MSU as part of the Soar to New Heights scholarship campaign. The campaign focuses on recruitment, retention, degree completion, and graduate student fellowships and awards. David Ray Gillum is an alumni and annual giving officer. He says this is the sixth year for the event.
It's not so much the size of the gift, but more so, you know, the fact that they are involved and the amount of donors that we receive in that 24-hour time period. So we're looking for Eagles who will step up and make a gift to the fund of their choice.
24 alumni have agreed to pledge $1,000 each if the group can get 500 donors to pledge any amount. The event kicks off Thursday morning. To make a donation, visit alumni.moorheadstate.edu/24-hour.
Locals are beginning to take notice of a cleanup effort underway at a Pike County lake. A good deal of state and federal funding has been awarded this year towards cleaning up the debris at Fish Trap Lake that ends up flowing into the area from Virginia. Rodney Holbrook is a resource manager for the U.S. Corps of Engineers. He tells Mountaintop Media a lot of money has gone towards new cleanup equipment like a long-arm excavator.
And the big thing that we're getting is something called an air curtain burner, which is basically looks like a railroad car with a jet engine on it. And we'll be able to take the drift, the woody material, directly out of the lake and burn it on the spot. So we won't have that big pile of drift that has to sit for 3 or 4 months, now 2 months at least, and dry out so that we can burn it.
Holbrook says he'll also be hiring a new ranger soon who will focus on education efforts when it comes to proper waste disposal.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has approved plans to repair either the riverside or north side of the Maysville flood wall. WMKY's Haley Stidham reports.
City and COE officials met last month to review plans to stabilize the levee in areas damaged by flooding the past two summers. The Ledger Independent reports the $6.8 million project is expected to take between 4 and 6 months. Work could get started as early as this fall if project officials believe it could be completed before spring flood season. If that's determined to not be a possibility, the work would likely begin in late spring 2020. The plan calls for removing up to 3 feet of topsoil from the levee and replacing it with large stones or boulders. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
The family of a Mount Sterling woman is asking for community support after a cancer diagnosis. Sandy Thomas was diagnosed with lung cancer 1 month ago and was given 2 months to live. Thomas's niece, Cassie White, tells LEX 18 the news has been very hard on the family.
She has just been really depressed. She's not been in and out of the house much. She can't get around too much now. At one point, she was asking, you know, how long was it that I found out the diagnosis? And we don't want her to count down the days. You know, we know that there's a greater God out there that has her day set.
The family says Thomas looks forward to checking the mail every day, so they have asked the community to send nice cards to Thomas. White says her aunt is a dog lover, so even pictures of dogs would be appreciated.
A Johnson County teen won the state Doodle for Google competition and is now moving on to the national competition. Johnson Central High School student Katie Wells has been drawing since she was a child, and art grew into a passion for her. Throughout high school, Wells has continued to impress her teachers with her level of skill and focus. The theme for the competition this year was When I Grow Up. Wells tells WYMT what that means to her.
A bunch of little Katies just doing a bunch of things that I really care about. This Katie's helping out the ocean and the ecosystem. This Katie's building like architecture, because that would also be something really cool I'd like to get into.
Public voting for the competition began Monday and will end on Friday. The winner of the national competition will receive a $30,000 scholarship and $50,000 worth of technology for their school.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin says his administration is seeking to amend the state's Medicaid plan in an effort to provide greater health care access for students. Bevin's office says the proposal would allow Kentucky school districts to utilize federal Medicaid funding to provide Medicaid-enrolled students with increased access to school-based health care. The care includes mental health services, health screenings, and asthma management. Bevin's administration says the proposal was submitted to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in late April. If approved, the goal is to begin the expansion of services in eligible students during the 2019-2020 school year for school districts choosing to participate. The proposal was presented to state lawmakers Monday. The Cabinet for Health and Family Services is working with the State Education Department on the effort.
Governor Matt Bevin says he has no idea why a staff member for Lieutenant Governor Jeanine Hampton was terminated. Hampton wrote a letter to a Bevin administration official Friday calling for the reinstatement of Adrian Southworth to her staff. The message was sent to Troy Robinson, who penned the letter saying Southworth's services were no longer needed. However, when asked about the matter, Governor Bevin told the Courier-Journal he isn't sure what's going on.
I really don't know what it's in reference to. I mean, you were surprised by that as I was. We have 30-some thousand people who work for state government. And people are hired and people are let go on a regular basis.
Southworth had worked for Hampton's office since 2015.
A Richmond father is facing several charges after police say he severely injured his newborn daughter. WKYT reports 24-year-old Sean Dykes is charged with criminal abuse and domestic violence after he caused approximately 27 bone fractures, including her skull, ribs, spine, arms, legs, hands, and feet. The girl also had retinal hemorrhaging, bruises, and possible internal injuries. Assistant Chief Rodney Richardson of the Richmond Police Department was on the case.
She was beaten with his fist in her head. She was picked up and slammed on the floor several times. So, it's unimaginable that a father could do this to their daughter.
Dykes was arrested Thursday and was placed in the Madison County Detention Center, where he is being held without bond.
A man has been sentenced to 85 years in prison in Montgomery County Circuit Court. The Mount Sterling Advocate reports Ronald Triplett was sentenced on charges of rape, sodomy, kidnapping, and counterfeiting. Triplett pleaded guilty in January, leaving a recommended sentence up to a jury. The jury heard from two victims in the case who described severe depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress syndrome as a result of the assaults. Triplett still faces two counts of intimidating a participant in a legal process. He had previously appeared on the FBI's Most Wanted list when being sought for a reported prison escape and an attempted murder charge.
Taking a look at local sports, the Round County baseball team is back at practice today. The Vikings beat Lawrence County in the first round of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Whitaker Bank State Tournament on Saturday, 5-0. They'll face off with McCracken County on Thursday for the Elite Eight round. Pitcher A.J. Hacker got the win on Saturday and drove in three runs for Round. He was named 2019 Kentucky Mr. Baseball on Monday. He says he is happy to be advancing in the state tournament as he closes out his senior year.
My sophomore, I think, is our first regional win that we had in almost 30 years. And then having the first state win in almost near 40, I mean, it means everything. So we're going to go down in history books now. I mean, we have a great team here going into this tournament.
Game time Thursday is set for 5:30 p.m. at Whitaker Bank Ballpark in Lexington. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. That's 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250. Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks surged, climbing back from a big rout in the past month after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell signaled the central bank was open to easing monetary policy to save the economy and as trade tensions eased amid comments by China and Mexico. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 512.40 at 25,332.18. The S&P 500 was up 58.82 at 2803.27. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 194.10 at 7527.12. The Fed chief said today that the central bank will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. He noted the Fed does not know how or when global trade issues will be resolved and that we are closely monitoring the implications of these developments for the U.S. economic outlook. And these comments come amid increasing expectations for a Fed rate cut. According to some polls that have come out recently, there's now a 90% chance of a September rate cut. Expectations for a second rate cut in December were also above 80%. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a post that the differences and frictions between the two sides should be dealt with through talks, according to a Google translation. The post also said talks need to be based on mutual respect, equality, and mutual benefit. And also, of course, late last week, the Trump administration threatened to slap tariffs on all imports coming from Mexico, and those worries were softened somewhat today after the Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said that he expects both countries to find common ground on immigration and trade. Today's moves come after the major indices took a hit in the previous session amid worries over tougher regulations on big tech companies, and the NASDAQ fell into correction territory. Today, Amazon, Alphabet, and Apple all rebounded from sharp sell-offs yesterday. The 10-year Treasury note, which has been watched very closely by market analysts, reached its lowest level in 20 months yesterday, and today the 10-year note did trade higher to finish at 2.14%, and as a result, bank stocks are stronger, with the major banks such as Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan up over 3%. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.625% at $53.58 a barrel. Gold was up 0.3% at $1,331.70 an ounce. And in Europe, stocks had a good day with the Stock 600 index up 0.6%. Over in Asia, stocks were actually most markets were down, with the Shanghai Composite down almost 1% and the Hang Seng down 0.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Nike and Dow, and the worst performers were Verizon and Coca-Cola. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Mattel and Wynn Resorts, and the worst performers were Nectar Therapeutics and Ventas. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bancorp up $1.48 at $52.21, Walmart up 60 cents at $102.56, UPS up $3.53 at $97.66, Marathon Petroleum up $1.36 at $48.49, Yum Brands up $2.86 at $106.97, and Anthem was up $3.45 to finish at $279.89. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Kenzie Thompson. Now back to All Things Considered.